Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome back. Welcome back to Setting the Record Straight. I almost forgot what broadcast I was doing today. Welcome back to Setting the Record Straight. This is your program host, Brenda K. Sanders, and I'm sitting here once again. I want to thank you for tuning in to the program. I started this program, and I've said this before, to almost as a necessary outlet for my own opinions and things that I want to say to my listening audience, to my voting audience, those that have voted for me out there in Detroit. And those that know me otherwise, as a frustration, sort of like, because I have become frustrated with my own efforts to hear the mainstream media give an accurate account about my story, my situation, and where I failed. In those efforts, I have begun this broadcast. Now, I know I'm on and off, depending on what is going on. I hope that my commitment level to this broadcast actually reaches the point where I can continue broadcasting daily. It's such an arduous thing, and I've definitely come to admire those that do it every day, and I think that it's to be admired, those that do engage in broadcasting. I mean, I know the Reverend Al Sharpton, Roland Martin, and Reverend Jesse Jackson as well. I want to say that about him as well. All of these very noted civil rights and media person, but you have to be a media person if you're going to be a civil rights activist. You know, this is quite arduous, and so forgive me I've not consistently broadcast it as I have promised. I am coming to you tonight, though, with concerns of my own, but also concerns about some other stories that I read through today. And what I'm frustrated about this evening is a story, and I'm going to talk about myself as well, but about the young lady in North Carolina that won all of the money with the Mega Millions lottery. And I was just really touched. I read through her story today, and I heard that she has been charged with drug possession, and I really wanted to look into what her story was because I found something so strange. She needs media. She needs to be on somebody's broadcast, because what I think has happened to her is just another situation where injustice has taken place. What I did learn, I believe, from a broadcast, I'm trying to figure out what broadcast I heard it from today. Maybe it was a Tom Joyner morning show, where she had posted, the authorities there required that she post a $3 million bond. I believe it was for herself or maybe for her live-in roommate. And what I believe the newspaper described is a minor drug offense, possession of marijuana. I found that so troubling. I mean, that is about as an excessive bond as I've ever heard about. And I've come to believe, unless I get some more information, that she's being taken advantage of there because they're aware that she has money. And clearly a $3 million bond, I cannot, under the circumstances that I read about, even fathom why a $3 million bond would be required. And I said to myself, well, nothing else, I want to raise that issue on the broadcast today. You know, that's what I said. I think I said about two or three broadcasts ago that's what makes you a real leader. A real leader is concerned not only with your own issues, personal issues, but with the issues of others. And I would not be surprised if someone probed a little deeply, more deeply into that situation to find out why that judge required so much money in connection with that situation. I was just appalled by that today. And that's something the media did not seem to cover. But I think it should be looked into. Those of you who may be listening to me today, that's certainly a very unfortunate situation. I just sense, I'm telling you, I just sense that young woman is being taken advantage of by the authorities there, and that she really, having the money, should really hire an attorney that's going to represent her interests in that case. The other thing I want to talk about very briefly before I go and get back to my own situation is the situation of Sandra Bland. Today I was just really upset to learn that an autopsy report revealed that she had ingested or smoked marijuana. I thought I heard a report that she had eaten marijuana, and that it was quite about, I thought I heard 5 pounds. Now, I'm not, you know, I don't know if I've gotten the reports twisted or not. There's something about them finding marijuana in her system. And it seems as though, I thought I heard the report that it was rather recently ingested, in the 2 or 3 days to her death and autopsy. That disturbed me a lot. because, well, I can see if the report is saying she ingested marijuana, a little bit before her arrest or maybe just in the days preceding her death, but not when she was in jail, not when she was incarcerated. I mean, that's virtually impossible. I mean, in established areas where there are known people who know who to go to, what to do, if you want weed or marijuana in jail or prison or whatever, that is not unheard of either. But in a situation like that, I would like to shed some light on the doubt of that situation, unless I don't know if they're trying to say that she had smoked marijuana while she's in the jail. That's almost impossible to do in a situation like that, unless you have some corrupt personnel there that are out for hire to get drugs into the facility. Puzzling autopsy report as well. The other thing I want to say about Sandra Bland is that the law provides that you cannot, and this is a federalized, I don't know if there's a case, but you can only detain a prisoner, hold a prisoner in custody for 72 hours before you have to do one of two things. Release that prisoner with no charges being issued, or take them before a magistrate where a bond has to mandatorily be set, especially on a charge of disorderly person or something like that. Whatever they were charging Sandra Bland with after the officer said it was a warning, if it did escalate to a misdemeanor, it should have been a very low bond. It could have very well been personal bond, where she didn't have to post any money. And that might account for why the family did not rush to her aid immediately to post the bond before Monday morning, because in most instances, a person held in custody like that would be taken before a magistrate on Monday morning, where a bond could be set and very well could have been a personal bond. And maybe they were waiting to see if a personal bond would be issued before they posted those monies. If the charges were disorderly person or something like that, and she had no criminal record in the past, could have been very, very reasonable to post a personal bond, especially since she's just, I understand, acquired gainful employment in the area. It's very much possible that that would have been the case. But nevertheless, to shed my own personal views on situations, a lot of times what I'm frustrated by, again, and like I said, these views have come out of my own situation that has not been reported accurately. I want to deal with a rumor that I believe is being in a moment. But the media fails to say certain things and report both sides of the story, or maybe all of the facts of the story. With respect to my own situation, and I'm going to be very brief about it today before I move into the broadcast tomorrow, is that, the rumors that somehow I have been, I know that Dr. Norman Miller is both trained in a background of alcohol and drug abuse counseling, and I have in no way ever had any problems with drugs or alcohol. In fact, I have never, let me tell you, never, marijuana or in any way had any experiences with illicit drugs. Alcohol, at this time in my life, not at all, even though I have socially drank in the past, but not to a degree where it was even noticeable, I don't believe. I think on New Year's Day or something like that, maybe a summer reunion or something, my family may have been involved. But I wanted to clear that rumor up. I'm concerned that that is a rumor someone may be inferring from Dr. Miller. Love you.